We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome, everybody. Got ourselves an episode of the BSJ Banana Slam Jaren. Really egotistical when I say like BSJ, the podcast. How you doing, monkeys?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Great, man. I believe we are on episode, I think 69. So
yeah, I think we might be on episode 69 part 3
right now. 6
part 6 with part 6.9 maybe.
Yeah, part 6.9, yeah, with the patch 0.9, yeah. Hope you guys are all doing well. People tune in at home in the bathroom. Just got done with
only the people in the bathroom though. No.
Yeah, maybe people in the shower right now, maybe laying in bed. If you got your pants down, shout out to you. Just got done with my lovely pub against Death Prophet and Necro. We all love this patch. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I did have Primal Beast on my team. It just wasn't good enough that time around. But
Primal Beast against Death Prophet Necro honestly isn't. Those are like literally B2 like OP heroes that do well against Primal Beast.
That's true. You guys get out there and spam that shit while it's hot. But yeah, man. So what's new with you? You know, you messaged me saying, "Can you come visit? You're bored." That was basically the message. So you gotta elaborate, you know, like what's going on, my friend.
Elaborate. I mean, it's just like, all right, look, I'm enjoying Dota when it's like with friends and like, you know, in our content team environment. That's enjoyable stuff. Yeah. But you know, pubs, I'm really not feeling it. You know, I'm really not. Dota is just not changing, and I feel like I'm at the point where I understand what you have to do in like map movements and whatnot. So it's just like there's very, I don't know, the motivation just isn't really there for Dota, you know. And other games, I mean, I'm trying to dabble into other games. Like eventually, I think I want to start streaming like a bunch of games that I put off like over the years for spamming Dota, you know, like Dark Souls. I probably want to try Elden Ring at some point. Like, you know, those masochistic games that, you know, you really have
Elden Ring's fantastic. Nothing masochistic about dying 1,000 times per session.
but yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, Brian, I'm just reaching the point in life where I feel like doing things in person with the people I enjoy. Like, you know, feel like going to yes, sexually and non-sexually, bro.
Of course.
But, you know, I was giving it some thought and, you know, there's a lot of people that I want to visit, you know, over the coming, you know, months or years or whatever, and just hang out with people in person more and just have fun. Like, I want to go visit a Z-Freak at some point. Visit you. I also was talking to Day 9 about going and visiting him for a bit.
Where does he live?
Yeah, he lives in L.A.
Oh,
where, I'm pretty sure it's L.A.
Nice.
But yeah, you know, I'm just that's kind of the point that I'm reaching, and I just want to, I don't know, do non-Dota stuff when Dota is as simple as it is right now. Well, I mean, I think it's simple because, you know, as we've talked about numerous times, the game just hasn't exactly changed in the last two and a half years, at least on like a macro level.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the strategical elements of Dota that have evolved in the last since the last podcast, monkeys. Any new hero? No, kidding. That's fucking a waste of time. Yeah, man, for sure. I actually told my I told all my friends except for all of them except that I wanted to, them to come visit at some point. You know, it's like, hey, I've got a house out here in Europe, basically like a home base. Come say hi. You can sleep on the floor. None of them seem to hit me up yet. So, but yesterday, go ahead.
I was just going to say that that's literally my thought process. Like, you know, I have to take advantage of you being in the Netherlands while you're there, right? Because, like, I can just stop by. We can just, or like, I don't know. I've never been to the Netherlands. I would like to check that off my places to visit list and just
Netherlands
go
is
around.
Great, man. Netherlands is great. Yesterday was King's Day.
Yeah, I saw
in
your
the Netherlands.
Tweet.
Yeah. I saw that you liked my tweet. So, King's Day in the Netherlands is that they celebrate the birthday of the current monarch. So, I guess it's similar to the Queen of England in the sense that the monarch doesn't technically do much, but there is one. So, they celebrate the birthday of the monarch, and the day is the entire country takes the day off, pretty much, and they all go get drunk. That's really it. You just walk out into town, and it's just packed, and the streets are literally like lined with people. The canals are just lined with people. There's boats going down the canals. There's like, you know, if you look down in your view, there's probably 50 little boats going down the canal, and they've all got people on the back drinking beer and dancing to some random tunes. That's
pretty much
the entire day. You know, I thought there was going to be, like, more to it than that. Like, I met up with Rafa, who's a Liquid player for Quake. He's basically, like, number one in the world.
Quake. Wow.
Yeah,
that's quite a
throwback. Yeah, quite a throwback. And so we met up with a friend of his in Amsterdam and just walked around Amsterdam, and somewhere around like noon we just started the ingestion of beer, you know, I just started drinking beer, and for pretty much the rest of the day we were just drunk. So that was just the day walking around. Apparently we walked like 12 kilometers. I didn't even realize that, you know.
Damn,
drunk,
dude, that's actually
walked a lot
like
of kilometers. Yeah, and the whole thing was just packed, just lined with people. Probably sat down for a little bit
Were there like street merchants and stuff like that?
Yeah, a lot of people selling random stuff. It seems like as long as you're not like disturbing the peace, you can do literally anything you want. Like, you can sell anything on the street. Like, I know they have laws about where you can sell things and what you can sell on the street, but like on King's Day, you can just sell whatever the fuck. And it's orange. So, it's like the orange is like the royal colors. So, I'll show you what I bought. It was on the picture, but.
Oh, is it the hat? It's the hat. I knew this is what we bought. I knew it was the hat.
People wear shirts, sunglasses, the hat. Literally everything is this orange. And that's the entire day. So I might as well just wear this for the rest of the podcast.
I mean, you gotta show it off a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is €5 right here.
Wow, big shot Brian.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but I was fucking exhausted when the day was over.
I can imagine. Dude,
I got
dude,
back and
12 or 13 kilometers while drinking beer. I can imagine you're exhausted.
Yeah, man, we got back. Rafa and I were really originally planning to like walk around Utrecht as well and just kind of see like what the differences are or if anything unique's going on in Utrecht. And we just got back from the train station and I was like, oh, I'm going home. And he's like, me too. See ya. So ended up sleeping for like total of like 12 hours yesterday, and I just realized that I have Rihanna playing during our podcast. People are probably wondering what the fuck is going on. I was just so focused on the podcast that, and Rihanna was just so bless,
so melodic.
Melodic. Yeah. I just didn't do anything about it. But, yeah. That was my day yesterday.
Nice. Yeah. That's it. I obviously we haven't had any holidays in the States recently, but, I've been rock climbing a lot again, or I'm like getting back into it. I've been going like 3 or 4 days a week. So
nice.
Yeah. Which has been fun because like, I really haven't been seeing that many like people or whatever, you know, over the past couple of years. So it's nice to slowly ease my way back into socializing and getting to see like all of my old climbing buddies and stuff. And, you know, just getting back to, I mean, well, I want to say getting back to like a point that I would be happy with in climbing, but you know, until I properly deal with my knee, that's probably, it's not going to happen basically. Cause
What's it going to take for you to properly deal with your knee, my friend? What's it going
to
take?
I'm not sure. I've been to like two different doctors. Realistically speaking, I'm going to have to get an MRI and probably knee surgery and, you know, go that route because I definitely have ACL and MCL partial tears. I don't think it's like a full tear or anything, but yeah, it's just, whatever. Eventually I'm probably going to have to get knee surgery for it, but until then I'm just trying to, you know, strengthen other aspects of my leg. And, you know, I'm probably going to try going to, an osteopath, which I've never done that before, but may as well give it a shot and see if they, you know, can move the tendons and muscles around in a way that makes it feel more sturdy. But yeah, so that's pretty much all I have going on right now. I've also
gotten
back
into
reading.
The knee part of it.
Yeah,
you said reading.
Yeah, I'm getting back into reading. I don't know if you ever heard of the Jack Reacher series by Lee Child. I think there's recently a Amazon Prime show came out for it.
No, I've not heard of this.
Or for the book or whatever. It's like a classic detective kind of crime novel type thing. Yeah, I'm trying to get back into reading because over the last like 6 years, I pretty much haven't touched a book, and I've just been making this very long list of all of these books that I want to read. So, I've pretty much gone through the entire book in like two or three days because I just haven't been playing Dota. I've literally just been reading.
I got a Sev1 in chat. He's the guy that was showing us around Amsterdam, friend of Rafa.
And
he was the one
yeah.
that he actually bought me this hat, so I lied to you about paying €5. He paid €5.
Honestly, that's more of a flex, if anything.
Yeah, somebody else bought me this hat. But no, I mean, books, all that kind of jazz, very important. You know, I myself have been trying to get into reading. Biggest thing for me is that I feel like it's always hard to, like, get to where you want to go. So I'm more so focusing on just fixing one thing at a time. The last, like, few months, I've just been really focusing on making sure I get settled in, going regularly to the gym, making it, feel like it's second nature. You know, feel like I'm not actually making the effort to go to the gym, that it's kind of like when and how and who I go to the gym with rather than, do I go to the gym?
Yeah.
Sure. So that for me is the big thing. I'm also kind of like experimenting with my work schedule because I've been experiencing burnout. I'm obviously just like most other streamers and gamers. You're prone to just like binging, you know, kind of just going a little ham.
That's pretty much all we do.
Yeah. So I'm trying 3 days working, 1 day off. That's what I'm trying. We'll see how it goes. I'm pretty tired today because my day off was walking 12 kilometers through Amsterdam drunk. So I tried to, like, for instance, like, I worked out today and I did, like, very little weight compared to what I normally do, because I was, my body was just like, you're not doing okay, man. Like, you know, you put beer in me when you're supposed to be recovering. But either way, I mean, the gym I go to is absolutely great. I have a new workout buddy too. It's odd. It's a really small world. He's from Lebanon and he grew up playing Dota with GH.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, how the fuck, you know, are we, you know, at the same gym? Really nice guy, though. Yeah, his name, I'm not going to say his name because he probably doesn't want me to say that. But yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's, like, super in shape. So back when I was getting into the gym in, like, October, Blitz was really the one that kind of, like, got me going, got me on the schedule, the regimen, actually going there with, like, a purpose and making sure I bust my ass and have tangible results. So thank God for, I said his name because cut that editor. Now I just need his last name and social security. Thank God for him, because now that Blitz and the rest of the Dota team are gone, you know, I still appreciate having that motivation. You know, just having somebody else right there that is equally willing to bust their ass. There's somebody else from the Liquid facility that wanted to get into going to the gym, and they asked me if, like, I'd be down to teach them how to bench and, like, deadlift and all that kind of stuff. And it felt pretty good, first off, because they asked me, which means, like, at least I look buff enough to trust me to want to teach you. But then also, you know, when we started doing it, all I did was just copy Blitz. Like, whatever Blitz said to me, I just passed it on to him. And he appreciated it. He really liked it and said, like, yeah, this is getting me pumped up. Like, I really appreciate the help. I'm like, yeah, I'm just copying Blitz. Easy mode. But, yeah, so that's, I mean, for me, that's pretty much it. You know, Arkosh content team, streaming, and gym.
I will say a little tease for the Arkosh content team. We are going to be announcing a new cock related character.
Yep, cock in chat, please. Yep, cock. But what happened to the old character, monkeys? Why would you have to add a new one?
The old one. Haven't we already? Jenkins is on the podcast when we. When we kind of touched on Forsaken Oracle's departure.
Departure. You and I were both, like, trying to, like, navigate the waters of that one. We both thought of the same word. Yeah. No, it should be fun. The content team will be adding in a nice new cock related. Yeah, cock related is a nice little teaser there. We should be back to doing sack cups as well on Sunday, so that'll be fun. Apparently the custom game for musical chairs.
We have the custom game. That's pretty hype, actually, because I feel like that game mode is going to be a lot more fun to play when, you know, we don't have to scream over each other about, like, what hero we're gonna be every minute and to do it every minute.
Like, I'm curious to see how it's gonna work. Like, is it gonna rotate the heroes at the top, or are we gonna really, like, control to the guy next to us? Like, I actually the last thing I want is Slack stealing control of my hero again. But you never know. Now that we have Yap Cock on our team, we might actually have five people there, so Slax doesn't have to.
That's true.
Bring down the.
I didn't even think
team.
About that aspect. That's very hype. All five content members making content together. What a crazy concept.
Yeah, it's absolutely mind-boggling. You always laugh at my just dry, like, those type of comments. Monkeys is here. You know, I think the reason why I originally liked being friends with Monkeys is because nobody else laughed at my jokes, guys. So,
I mean, I've been told it. I'm an easy audience by a lot of people, and that, you know, people just like to keep me around just so, you know, there's someone laughing in the background, you know.
Yeah. That is why you're on the content team.
Yep.
Somebody asked, when's the next Arkosh game? Well, the actual team itself, the demonic beings, they're done until next season of DPC. But
there might be like a BTS Americas or something, but no, they play.
They probably won't play in it. They'll probably go through. They'll probably go through the opens and lose. That'll probably be.
Probably.
They're pretty
bad.
That
is what tends to happen.
Yeah.
Although again, with this new demon character, you never know.
True.
You never know.
Very true. It's funny because originally we were starting this podcast in order to like catch up on life and make sure we talked, but with all the content team action in the last few weeks, I feel like we didn't do the podcast
because we just catch up on the content team.
Yeah, on the content team.
And there's nothing to talk about with Dota. So it's like, dude, what do we talk about? There was something I had earlier, but then I forgot it. So that's really no help to you at all. So, you know.
That didn't do anything for me.
This is why we need to add Jenkins as like a more permanent member of the podcast.
I'm open to that. Jenkins, you know, he fills enough of the void that I just don't have to talk for the majority of the podcast.
Yeah, he can just go on tangent upon tangent, and like he doesn't care if we even listen. He just, he'll just talk.
I don't. Yeah, I do not. Sarah in chat says, tell Monkeys I have a boyfriend, but she could have two.
Wow.
So, if you're into that sort of thing, Monkeys.
Just know,
saying. Don't knock until you try it, Monkeys.
I'm glad the offer is there.
Yeah, it's right there. I'm literally looking at it right now. Muru says, all Jenkins does is gamble. That is true. He does yell for the pigs and for them to oink or whatever.
I mean, Jenkins is making his auto chess. I don't know.
I'm actually super looking forward to that game mode actually coming out. I am very much looking forward to it. How much have you played it?
Like fun. I haven't played it. I've just heard Jenkins talk about it like a lot.
You should definitely test it out with them sometime. I struggle because of the time zone difference to like actually land a slot in their games because they're usually doing it at some random time. But it's for people that don't know, it's like a new auto battler, and it's meant to be like a better version of auto chess, which I think it's really fun. I've had a lot of fun with it.
You also just enjoy every auto chess spinoff.
I mean, like, I love auto chess in general. Yeah. But I don't love all of them. You know, Underlords was kind of meh. Like,
yeah,
let's be honest. That was definitely a letdown. Is that the Suns Fan Discord custom game? Yes, sir. With the Gaben abilities? Yes, sir. That is it. Whenever it does eventually come out, I'm definitely going to play it on stream. It looks really fun. I wonder if they're going to have, like, they should have a ranking system, I imagine. Otherwise, people will kind of lose interest in it pretty quickly. I would definitely play with fans on stream. That'd be fun. I mean, they want it to be, like, something where it actually becomes a stream game, where, like, streamers are encouraged to stream it, whether that be, like, fan packs within the actual game or whatever. In terms of playing it now, it's pretty much all their close friends or people that they know or people that they know who know somebody that's just kind of testing the game and giving them feedback. When it actually comes out, I'm pretty sure it's going to be free. I'm not actually 100%, but I assume it's going to be free with like pay to or like, you know, cosmetic type things ordeal in there.
Wait, I mean, I feel like that's the only business model for any game nowadays that you know, truly, truly excels at the moment.
Yeah, the thing is, if you're a newer game in whatever genre, it doesn't really matter nowadays. People don't want to give you a shot if you're not free. So yeah. It's kind of just how it is. But
which is sad. I actually talked about this with like Day Nine, because he's super into game development and stuff, and I talked about it on stream a bit. It's kind of tragic how, like, you know, how lazy game developers have kind of gotten. Like when like if you think about, you know, Call of Duty, literally every new Call of Duty is just 90% the same game, and then they just like do weapon tweaks or something, but like it literally just continuously sells because everyone's like, yeah, I liked the last game, why wouldn't I like the next game? And it's just like I feel like there's a lot less creativity when it comes to, you know, like at least when it comes to like big game developers making or like trying to make new games and stuff like that. You know, there's obviously still the indie developers who, you know, try to make puzzle games and stuff, but you know,
you just need to try Elden Ring, man. Elden Ring was amazing.
I know. I'm not saying there's no games or no new games that are good. I'm just saying in general. Like, I mean, if you think about where we are right now with like technology and stuff, Brian, like the potential is endless. The potential is actually endless. Like, it truly is. But it's just like, I don't know. Everyone's just money driven, I suppose, is just what I'm what I'm getting at. It's just sad because I feel like there could just be a lot of cool game ideas that could succeed, but that's just not the way things went. Now it's literally you have to have a game that supports loot boxes to, you know, make a ton of money. Like Fortnite or Dota, or what are other popular games that do loot boxes? Like Hearthstone,
CSGO.
Basically. Yeah, CSGO.
Rocket Hearthstone League. Auto Chess does not do loot boxes, so shout out to Hearthstone Battlegrounds.
I mean, just Hearthstone in general. Like they do packs, right? Which are basically loot boxes.
Yeah, and then there's the gambling streamers out there, the pieces of garbage that encourage little kids to spend money. I would never do that.
Oh, yeah, all of the youngins who play Dota, you know,
yeah,
the Dota player base is really low age-wise. You know, I see so many up-and-coming North American players who are below the age of 20, you know, it's... There's a lot
and they're
of
impressionable.
Impressionable youngins.
They're impressionable. you gotta look out for the youngins. Jenkins, please fill the void here. Any Jenkins?
Jenkins.
I honestly just don't have much to talk about today. I feel like that's a good thing, but also a bad thing. Like, I wish we could talk more about Dota.
It's bad for the podcast.
It's bad for the podcast, but it's like, you know, I was actually, you know, I just got done with like a 12-week stint of therapy, and on like the 11th session, I called it off at like 20 minutes left because I'm like, I don't really have much to say today. I guess that's like a good thing. Usually I have like the entire load of my week or whatever to just dump on this friendly person. And instead, I feel like recently just not much has been happening. It's kind of just a rinse and repeat. I feel like maybe like 2 or 3 months ago, I had this like realization of everything I needed to change and like work on and reevaluate. And the last like 2 months has just been like one long Dota game, you know, or like one Dota session where it's just like, it's literally just like optimizing, you know, the moments of life, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
oh yeah, that was the thing that I wanted to bring up. I'm sure Kali's told you, but I'm going to go see Oh Wonder with Kali in mid-May.
Oh, she did mention this. She said you got the tickets or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And O Wonder is literally like my favorite band, as I'm sure you.
I mean, that was your name on
O
Wonder
for like 4 years. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And you know, I mean, I haven't even seen live music in 6 or 7 years or something like that. So it's just. It's just going to be an overall like fun experience, you know, because
live music's
get to see
great.
Live music again, get to see my favorite band, and
get to say hi to my girlfriend for me.
Yep, yep. Get to go on a date with your girlfriend.
You may not be into Sarah's offer, but here you are for Collie's offer. What's the date of that?
May 15th.
Wait, am I going with you guys? I think I'm going with you.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going with you.
Hooray!
Yeah, because I think
even
she
better.
I think she asked me about when I get back, because I get back on the 14th, so there's like no way she's just like ditching me for you on the, like, the second day I get back. So I guess she didn't tell you that, but I guess I'm going with you.
I mean, I was gonna literally ask her like if other people are going like in a couple of days or something, just to get a better idea.
So I'm gonna be monitoring Mr. Steal Your Girl over here.
Oh yeah,
with
you know, that's definitely what I'm known for.
Yeah. Be careful out there, Sarah. Be careful who you proposition. But no, that's great. I mean, I'm just glad that my life has things going on in it. I'm trying to make sure it's not just Dota. It's like definitely an addiction to be like a content creator and like be a Dota player. So kind of just get caught up, and like you said, you haven't looked at a book. You end up just not being well rounded. Big thing for me is my place is like may not look like it right now, but it's generally like way cleaner than it used to be, and. Overall, just nicer living space. Got some heaters in here, and I don't know.
keep talking to me about your apartment heaters, Brian. This is what the viewers tune in for.
it's been a journey, man. You would think as an American that heaters are like working consistent heaters are like default. But they are not. So I have learned this.
Do you have like the space heater things or whatever?
Like yeah, I have like the wall radiators, but then I bought space heaters.
I see.
So they take care of my feeties when I'm streaming.
Your whale feeties.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Everything Everywhere All at Once? Collie told me it was really good and I wanted to see it.
Wait, what is that? No, I don't.
It's a movie in theaters right now.
Oh, no, I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's
give me the synopsis. Like a, give me the synopsis.
I mean, it's basically a superhero show movie slash superpowers where she's like she's aware of herself living in like millions of dimensions or something, and she's able to like channel the powers of each of her individual selves in these different dimensions. That's all
what?
I know. Yeah, that's why it's called
like crazy as a comic.
That's why it's called Everywhere Everything All at Once. That's why it's called that. So
that actually sounds like a really cool concept.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it a few months back, and it looked really cool when I saw the trailer. So Collie told me it was really good, so I wanted to go see it. That's another thing I am trying to do is watch more movies and shows. Oh, speaking of which, have you seen Severance, the show?
Dude, oh my goodness. Yes, I have. What a great show, my dude. Like, holy moly. Like, first of all, day 9, he was literally raving to me about that show. Like, because he was watching it as it was coming out. So, like, he was waiting week by week. And every single time he would watch an episode, he would message me and just be like, dude, the show is so good. Like, you have to watch the show. But I didn't have Apple TV. So I was like, you know, I'll probably check it out after it, like, it's all out or whatever. And then he watched the finale of it. And he literally just immediately told me, he's like, Jaren, this was literally the best finale of TV in like 15 years. Like, I can't believe how good that finale was. And I was like, all right, no spoilers. I'll check it out. And let
did you see who directed it? Do you see who the
Ben
director
Stiller.
Is?
Yeah, which I love it when you know, older actors are, like, start getting into the directing side of things, because I feel like it's almost comparable to like Dota when players, you know, eventually switch to like more of a captain role or more of a coaching role, where, like, you know, Dota players will try to, you know, pass on their wisdom of all of their years of experience and like try to, you know, create something for a new group of players, kind of like what Seb and No-Tail are doing on OG, and you know what Aoi does with all of the teams he's coached. But I feel like kind of a similar thing applies to like cinema, where, you know, Ben Stiller, he's been making movies and starring in movies for what, 35, 40 years now or something. So, you know, seeing him on the directing side of things, I obviously the guy is gonna kind of know what he's doing, right? After that much experience, kind of. And yeah. I mean, literally, if you watch Severance, like you can just see it. It's just well done. Like, you know, there's not like, yeah, there are cliffhangers, but like Severance is a type of show that like it poses questions and it actually answers the questions as you're going along, which like. That's just like a lost concept in shows nowadays, I feel like, so especially in mystery shows, like a mystery show will literally be like I don't know if you ever saw Lost, like back in the day, but like literally Lost just posed so many questions and then just never answered them. It's just like, yeah, you know, it just, that just happened, just accept it for what it is.
Yeah, Lost was like amazing for like three seasons, and then you like all the mystery that was brought up, like half of it just got ignored.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty much the show. Yeah. I watched Lost with my dad every single week it came out. Like we had a TiVo'd, you know, back when that was like the meta. So we had a TiVo'd and we'd watch it like when I got back from school the day after it came out, you know, it'd come out on like Monday or Tuesday and we'd watch it the day after. Yeah, that was what we did, and yeah, there's definitely shows like that are just incredibly underwhelming, but I was proud of myself because I recommended a movie to Kali that I thought was really good that I thought she would never watch. Have you ever seen Killer Joe?
I do not. No, I have not. I haven't even heard of Killer Joe.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie. It's all Matthew right. McConaughey. Ooh, in a role that you wouldn't really, like, it starts out as a role you would envision him being, and it doesn't end that way.
It takes a huge turn somewhere.
Yeah, highly recommend if you're gonna watch a movie. Right. Highly recommend Killer Joe. The ratings are not very good, and straight up, if you read the ratings, it's because everyone's like, "Who is this sick fuck?" Basically. And it's like, well, if the movie's like meant to be disturbing, then that's not like a reason to give it a bad rating.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of movie ratings or show ratings, literally, you know, they're not like what they should be, because people are like, wait, this super gory concept of a show was super gory. Like, that was too much for me. Like, I couldn't handle that. And it's like, well, then don't watch the super gory show or movie that you know is going to be that way. You know? Like,
speaking of gory, you know, we pretty much spent the last 20 minutes talking about TV shows and shit. Have you seen Everyone Else is Dead, or All of Us Are? No, All of Us is Dead. All of Us Are Dead. All of Us Are Dead.
That sounds really familiar.
It is a Korean zombie show.
I have seen this, actually. I have.
You actually, you watched it? You watched
yes,
it?
Yes, I did. I did watch
it. Dude, that show was good. I like that show
a lot.
It
was pretty good. Yeah,
it was very enjoyable. Gory.
I'm trying to get more into, like, just Korean filmography in general, because like I pretty much all the stuff that I watch from it is like it's enjoyable. Like I'm like, yeah, that was like well done and well made. Like it was good stuff. So I'm trying to dabble in it more.
Yeah, Kali's trying to get me much more into like foreign stuff in general. So she hasn't really been showing me like Korean stuff, but like I watched, obviously everyone watched
Parasite.
Parasite, but then also Squid Games that everyone watched.
Oh, Squid Games. Yeah, that was a good one.
Another show that was really good was Alice in Borderlands. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that pretty similar to Squid Games. And then we watched a K drama together, which I had never seen a K drama before. I don't remember. You know, I'll worry about it later. But I watched the K-drama, I was like, this shit's surprisingly good. You know, I thought, you know, K-dramas were always, like, kind of a meme. And then, Kali's also been showing me a popular Chinese show. Because she's Chinese, so she grew up seeing the show back in, like, the late 90s or early 2000s. It's called Romance in the Rain. And it's literally fucking, like, it's like a standard 90s, early 2000s, like, rom-com /... drama baiting kind of show. Good though. I'm like, this shit's actually good. I would have never watched this like 2 years ago, but we've been enjoying it. It's funny because a lot of the characters are actually really similar to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, she would never admit that, or she's never seen it, but there's a freaking Carlton in there. You know, there's like a Will Smith type character in there that like, you know, gets around and then finally settles down or whatever. You know, there's the stern dad that like gets mad at everybody and it's very similar, but I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much all that's interesting. I feel like as an adult, you're like, what new food have you eaten? What books have you read? What shows have you watched?
Books, shows, movies, and food. That's pretty much what the adult life, and work, I suppose.
And how much money are you making nowadays? That's pretty much it. But yeah, I mean, that's about it for me. You got any interesting things to bring up there, Monkeys, before we wrap it up?
Literally the last interesting thing I had was the Oh Wonder concert, and you're going to it, which I'm
I thought you were gonna say something prior to the start of this podcast, because you said, you know, your last interesting thing.
No. That was the last thing I had to bring up, because now I know that I'm gonna see you, which is even
more we're right. going to a concert. You know, you told me about a concert I'm literally joining you for,
and you didn't even know you were joining me.
Yeah, Coley's mentioned it a couple times, but like for some reason I didn't connect the dots when you were mentioning it. I don't know why. Sometimes
it happens.
Goes one ear and just gets stuck like somewhere in here. And
yeah, see, I, at least with me, you try to listen to what I'm saying. Like when it comes to Jenkins, you know, you just instant zone out. Like,
it's true.
there's not even an attempt there.
Yeah. Don't tell Jenkins that, but it is absolutely true.
Yeah, cut that.
Yeah, cut that out in case Jenkins watches this. If anyone sends him the link, make sure that's not in there. But, yeah, I mean, we're, like we said, guys, you know, we want to do the podcast to catch up, but when we've got all this content team stuff, you know, it's not going to be as often. So if you want to see more interactions between me, Monkeys, and Jenkins and such, every Sunday, starting again this Sunday, we'll be doing the Arkosh Sacrificial Cup with viewers and everything. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Awaken.
But yeah, that's it. So, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Banana Slam Jaren, episode 69, version 6.9. Yeah, 0.69. That is today's episode. Thanks for watching, guys. Say goodbye, Monkeys.
Bye, Monkeys. Bye, everyone.